This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another live Saturday edition of the program coming up. Oh, my God. I can't believe it's actually happened. There's
Bubbles.
What?
I've been telling people since March of this year, because we talked about how this COVID thing is going to make everybody a germaphobe, et cetera, and so on. And I said, society is going to become nothing but a bunch of bubble people.
It's literally happened. We're going to get into that story, and it has to do with a band. And a concert. We'll tell you more about that on the way with you tonight. By the way, it's Ian.
The Lord Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And Mark.
And the phone number for you, if you want to join us to talk about whatever's on your mind, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also in the lamification category, Halloween is being canceled in at least... You know, we're here in New Hampshire, so I catch wind of things that go on in Massachusetts more than I am just, you know, hear about, say, Chicago or something like that. So I'm sure this is happening elsewhere, but it's definitely happening in multiple towns across Massachusetts, straight up bans and various restrictions on Halloween-y activities. So if you want to...
You said Halloween-y.
I did. If you want to weigh in on that, maybe something similar is happening in your area, you're welcome to join us. Of course, you can also bring up anything. And again, the number is 855-450-FREE. To start the show out tonight, though, our co-host Aria DiMezzo continues to be in the headlines. Last week, she hit a AP story,
yes,
which was very, very good. It got distributed in hundreds of locations, hundreds of websites online that carry AP content, and of course, a number of those are actual print newspapers.
The Associated Press, for those who don't know what the AP
is. Thank you. Yeah, print newspapers that are, you know, obviously going under and going out of style very quickly. Did you guys see the news, just as an aside, since I mentioned newspapers, that the New York Times now apparently wants $10 for its Sunday edition delivered to your house?
Wow.
Per week.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I just saw my mom's edition of Consumer Reports, and it was, I mean, like $17 for the year.
Yeah.
For a monthly magazine.
Right.
Can you cue up the death march? I mean, if that's not a signal that, you
it's
know,
on the way out.
It's on the way out. I don't know what is.
Right. So what's going to happen to the gray lady? At this point, they've gone totally, you know, intersectional, whatever, race theory, whatever their thing is. I mean, they're out of their minds, and they want $10.
$10 for just the Sunday edition. I had to double-check the offer, too.
Just to make sure, is that one time?
So I got this from Hello World on our, I think it was Hello World who posted this, one of our Matrix chatters. Same person who posted the Rand Paul letter that we read earlier this week endorsing Donald Trump. It was a mailed pitch that, or maybe it was online, but anyway, it was the New York Times was trying to get new subscribers, so they said, try the Sunday edition for $12. It's $1 per week for 12 weeks, and then after that, it goes up to $10 per week.
Per week.
So the intro was $1 a week, and then it shoots up times 10 for, I presume, home delivery, mail delivery of the New York Times.
Well, I'm sorry.
Absolute madness.
I'm sorry to tangent. You said Rand Paul endorsed Trump?
He did, yeah.
So just to settle some arguments for some people that may have had them out there, Rand Paul, if he were a libertarian, you would think he would have endorsed Joe Jorgensen.
You would think. But Rand Paul pretended as though Joe Jorgensen does not exist. He said, you have two choices. And one of them is Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is more pro-peace than Joe Biden, so therefore Rand Paul is behind Donald Trump.
Right. I give him a pass on this one. I mean, he's running as a Republican, and
hey, he's never said he's a libertarian.
Well, but he hasn't.
No one should be surprised.
But if you look at how he votes about he's the most pro-liberty voter in there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at this point, we haven't managed to get some radical, hard line libertarian into the United States Senate. So
probably never will. The U.S. will probably come crumbling down before that ever happens.
That could very well be the case.
I can't wait.
So
I hope Trump's the last president ever.
If I was Rand Paul in there, knowing I'm surrounded by Republicans and Democrats, and perhaps I'm an undercover libertarian, knowing that Joe Jorgensen doesn't have, you know, I mean, it's gonna be a big deal if Joe Jorgensen gets one state.
Yeah, he's playing politics or whatever. Yeah. So somebody else who is in the political realm is our co-host Aria DeMezzo. She recently blogged. I thought it was such an excellent blog. I wanted to share it here with you on the air tonight. It's entitled "Commit Heresy with Me."
You should define heresy for those folks who don't
she will. Know. All right. It's coming up in this story. So she says the state religion is powerful, isn't it? Powerful enough that Our Moment PAC, which describes itself as being, quote, committed to getting BIPOC and LGBTQ plus candidates. Mind you, I have no idea what a BIPOC is. I've heard of LGBTQ. I don't know. It's BIPOC, so I suspect that each of those stands for something. Probably not bipolar. Candidates elected into office actually endorsed, so again, this is a LGBTQ promoting PAC, right? A fundraising political entity that's supposed to be promoting trans and LGBT people, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, this PAC endorsed Democratic candidate Eli Rivera over me, the actual literal LGBTQ plus candidate in the race. So for our listeners who don't know, Aria DeMezzo is a trans girl.
That's fantastic. I mean, it's not fantastic. It's I find it. It tickles my funny bone.
So although I've reached out to the PAC, as have at least two others, to find out why, there has been no response from them. However, we already know why, don't we? They, like everyone else, don't do their research. I hope the people who support Our yeah. Moment PAC can understand that the PAC just declined to endorse a trans candidate in favor of a straight cis man. I would speculate that not many people simply use Our Moment PAC as a guide to the candidates, but those who do were just severely misinformed. I want to be clear, though, that I don't think Our Moment PAC made the conscious and deliberate decision to endorse Rivera over me. Or maybe they did. If they had, they would have responded with their reasons. Instead, they just endorsed the Democratic candidate, assuming blindly and ignorantly that the Democratic candidate was more in line with their mission than the Republican one. This ignorance exists in every direction. When I was nominated as the Republican candidate for Cheshire County Sheriff, my response was a bit more scathing and vicious than I intended. Yet, here we have a PAC who is pretending to be LGBTQ plus friendly, and what are they doing? They're just blindly picking Democrats in races.
Right.
Without any research whatsoever.
And it's right. It's one of the things that's done. And for whatever reason, the gay folks and all the those letters, you know, they've just picked the Democrats mm-hmm. as if the Democrats have really ever done anything for them. The Democrats don't like them. They just, you know, whatever, they picked that side.
Yeah, I had a piece of mail or trash, whatever you want to call it. It was left on my door today, one of those door hanger trash things from the Democratic Party. And I don't have it in front of me right now, but it basically said, like, support your team, the Democrats in, you know, New Hampshire or whatever. And it was for reelecting whichever state, or not state reps, but the U.S. reps.
Crooked old perverts.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, well, this is just blatant what they're doing here. It's the team mentality. Support your team. Well, they're not my team, right? Like, I've been a registered Democrat before. I'm a registered Republican now. I just move around whatever's convenient politically. But they're not my team. I don't even know who these people are. Similarly, I don't know who's on the New York Giants or the New England Patriots or whatever. And you know, they don't, even if I knew their names, they don't know me personally.
Right.
They're not my team. These politicians aren't my team. Either.
I can literally name one professional football player.
Can you?
Right now. Oh, that's in the game now.
I can name a whole bunch, but yeah.
I can't. Tom Brady.
I did want to tell folks, according to the $10 a week New York Times for the Sunday edition, mm-hmm. BIPOC stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color.
Oh, okay.
BIPOC.
Gotcha. So back to.
Not to be confused with Tupac.
Aria DeMezzo. She says, to be honest, I don't want their endorsement. Not if they would so ignorantly give their endorsement to a straight cis man when the straight cis male Democrats candidate is literally, the opposition candidate, which is her, literally a trans woman. I don't want their support. What I want for What I want is for you to be aware that most of the PACs and organizations that you're trusting to provide you with information about candidates are not doing so. They're taking the same insane bipartisanship lines that led me to be the sheriff's candidate in the first place. So at first, everybody laughs at, you know, the Republicans for voting in Aria DeMezzo in the primary as their candidate for Cheshire County Sheriff, and she points out that, well, you guys just weren't paying attention, and now she's pointing out that the Democrats also are not paying attention. It's Free Talk Live.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
On a multidimensional probe, the SysGov Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, SysGov's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit BaneBooks at Bane.com for more.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. I was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll free here. Coming up, the crazy and sad, pathetic bubble concert that Captain Kickass will tell us about, which band was
Bubbles
behind it. And, you know, no, that Bubbles the character? Are you talking about Bubbles the character?
Kate, do you remember when you were young and you first blew Bubbles? Well, he says hi.
Ooh. Oh, man. So let's go on. The Aria for Sheriff, Aria, the number 4, sheriff.com. That's where her blog post here is about committing heresy against the religion of the state. And she's talking about how the initial portion of her campaign, when she's running for sheriff, she's a trans person, she's a trans girl, and made all kinds of headlines. I mean, she got coverage, Fox News, international headlines, Russian television came over here to do a piece on her. I think there's a Danish TV group that wants to do another
piece on her. She's doing all sorts of things. Isn't she speaking at some rally in Keene as well?
There's going to be a mass freedom rally on Monday in Keene. She's a scheduled speaker for that this coming Monday. So she's very, very busy, and you know, I described her as world-renowned in the email that I'm going to send out to the news media about
infamous.
This.
Infamous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she really has pointed out some of the hypocrisy that is just rampant within political sides. The Republicans, for instance, just completely ignoring, even bothering to look at what candidate that they were voting for, and they voted for her, mostly likely ignorantly, in the primary. Now, she didn't have any opponent, mind you, in the primary, so people just blindly checking
the box. 4,000 people checked her name.
That's right.
In the primary. Presumably, a good portion of them not knowing that she was claiming to be a Satanist and is like a 6-foot three trans woman
with pink hair,
with bright red hair, and what was the other distaste? Oh, anarchist. Also claiming to be an anarchist and a Satanist at the same time.
That's right.
In fact, what she is an atheist libertarian, but whatever.
No, she's a Satanist. She's
and
the
an anarchist.
Garbage.
Yeah, she is. Well, look, you can disrespect somebody else's religion if you want to.
It's not.
But, okay, you can be disrespectful towards somebody else's religious beliefs if you want to, but she's the high priestess of the Reformed Satanic Church here in Keene, and she takes that very seriously.
She takes...
Okay, you can go to her website, and you can look and read all about it. She has posted multiple times to the Reformed Satanic Church website.
Does she believe in Satan?
You don't have to believe in Satan to be a Satanist. Have you even done a modicum of research?
To the question.
Have you even done a modicum of research into Satanism?
Buddy,
if you had, you wouldn't have to ask that question.
I know all about it.
Okay.
I read LaVey's book when you were still a toddler.
Okay, good for you.
But what I'm telling
you is... Does LaVey believe in Satan?
No.
Okay, then why'd you ask the question?
Christians believe in Christ. Satanists, by and large, don't believe in Satan. That makes them atheists. Okay? Like, I know what words mean.
Oh, are you saying you have to believe in the daddy god Satan story in order to be a Satanist?
Yes.
No, you're wrong about that.
It's just that then you're just lying about what you are. It's just
well, that's not true either. That's not true either.
Okay.
You just want to have what your belief is about a Satanist. You think a Satanist should believe in Satan.
I think words
are
meaningful. That's what I think.
You're wrong about that.
I am right. The words are meaningful. You are willing to compromise in this area because it got you publicity and you like that.
I'm not getting publicity out of this.
Yeah, that's what you want.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You got
Aria's getting publicity.
You're managing her campaign.
No, I'm not. She calls me her campaign manager, but that's just because I helped her answer some emails.
Is she using a term that is not exactly right when she describes you? Ha! What a joke! Please go on.
I'll go on when I'm good and ready.
Fine.
Okay?
You're not a campaign manager, and she's not a Satanist.
She calls me a campaign manager, and that's her valid opinion, Mark. And it's her opinion that she's a Satanist, and she's got a lot of writing to justify that. Have you ever bothered to read any of the things she's written on her Reformed Satanic Church website?
The only thing that I've read on her site was the blog post about how she felt that it was irresponsible that Republicans voted for
her. Wait a minute, Mark. Aren't you an intergalactic space king?
Yes. Do you take that seriously?
I mean, do you?
Do you think I've been around for 150,000 years?
I mean, sometimes you're a little spacey,
has been moved from one being to another on different planets?
I don't think you've been to another planet, have you?
That my pronouns are His Majesty and Your Majesty?
But, I mean, I guess you could have done some psychedelic drugs.
Nobody here calls me His Majesty and Your Majesty. Why is that? It's because you don't take my claim as intergalactic space king seriously.
Well, you don't take it seriously.
There are pictures. There are articles written by third parties about me being an intergalactic space king, Ian, but you choose not to believe that. However, you will take the 6'3".
Are you saying that's your religion?
Trans woman, it is my being.
Okay, well, that's your opinion, and you're welcome to have it. I'm not going to deny you whatever your vision of reality is.
Use my pronoun.
No, I'm not going to deny you your vision of whatever your reality is.
If I can be the Lord, he can be your majesty, I guess.
He can be, but I'm not going to call him that.
Oh, okay.
You know, you can have whatever you want as far as your beliefs, dude, but you don't get to say whether her religion is real to her.
You don't get to say whether or not I'm intergalactic space.
Whether or not, yes, I do. You don't get to say whether or not it's real to her. You can have whatever opinion you want to, but I find it particularly disrespectful, especially as somebody who is personally, you are not one of the major religions. You're a Quaker.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think it would be disrespectful if Arya just completely ignored your claim to religious beliefs. So, I mean, I'm just asking you to, you know, respect somebody else's, one of your co-hosts' religious beliefs. That's all.
It's not her religious beliefs. Please go on. Her
very beliefs, disrespectful.
Her beliefs are that God doesn't exist, Satan doesn't exist.
Okay. You don't know what her beliefs are.
Yes, I do. I asked her right here on the air, and I went through a list. Do you believe in...
You don't have to believe in those things.
Hold on. I said, do you believe in demons? She said, no. Do you believe in angels? No. Do you believe in Satan? No. Do you believe in God? No. That, by definition, is an atheist.
Nope. I'm sorry. Maybe it is an atheist, but that doesn't mean that she can't have a religious belief.
She can call herself whatever she wants.
Yeah. Good.
As long as you call me your majesty.
Blow me. Let's go on. We've got Richard in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard.
Hey, I just had a quick question, guys. Who do you think is going to win the presidential election, Biden or Trump? Just curious. Thanks.
Really? Is that what you were calling to ask?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I know who's going to lose.
It's a big... I mean, it's... Come on, man. It's almost 2 weeks. It's within 3 weeks of the election. People want to know.
I have no idea.
They're thinking about this.
How would I know?
Everybody
does anyone else want to answer the question?
I know who's going to lose.
I don't know who's going to win. I can tell you that, you know, I filled out my the ballot that my family had. I don't have a ballot myself. We filled out the ballot together and sent it in. And I hope Joe Jorgensen pulls off one state, but that's the best I can hope for. As far as between Trump and Biden, I don't know. I mean, really, it looks like a close race. And I don't think that there'll be a big difference in anybody's life, very few people's lives, if one side or the other wins, because that's kind of how it is.
Okay.
I'll tell you who's going to lose, though. The people. That's who's going to lose. Yeah. No matter who wins the election or the selection, depending on how you look at it, the people are going to lose.
Absolutely. They're going to screw us. They're going to make the government bigger, more oppressive, more insane.
They're going to continue dropping bombs, which hasn't stopped, by the way, right. And everybody's conveniently stopped talking about it.
Well, I do hope that Trump honors his promise to withdraw the American troops from Afghanistan by the end of the year. That would be nice.
Yeah, it's time for us to get out of there.
Thank you, Richard, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855. 450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More about committing heresy on the way on Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so I was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump with the first of two campaign stops on Saturday, the president in Muskegon, Michigan.
One of the most sinister weapons of the extreme left culture is a thing called cancel or cancel culture. They want to cancel our entire heritage. If you do not repeat each and every one of their lies, you will be banned, censored. Big tech titans, what they do, they harass, they expel, they fire you from your job or denied the chance to earn a living.
President Trump with another rally in Janesville, Wisconsin, then heading to Las Vegas. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden has nothing on his schedule for Saturday, but will be in North Carolina on Sunday. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News. Americans are taking advantage of multiple ways to vote early in the general election at an incredible pace.
A record number of Americans are taking advantage of opportunities to vote before Election Day. According to new numbers compiled by the U.S. Elections Project, nearly 21 million Americans have already cast their ballot, which is already 15% of the total votes cast in 2016. Experts say this could be the start of a record number of votes cast and the highest turnout percentage for a presidential election since 1908. The data shows that Democrats are outvoting Republicans at the moment, outpacing them by nearly 2-1, but those numbers are expected to even out, as Republicans are expected to show up in bigger numbers on Election Day proper. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris is resuming in-person campaign events on Monday by traveling to Florida during its first day of in-person voting. The announcement comes after Harris suspended in-person events following the news that campaign staffers tested positive for COVID-19. USA Radio News.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
The Captain.
And Mark.
We're talking about committing heresy against the religion of the state, and Aria DeMezzo has a really interesting piece about that.
Did I miss the definition of heresy?
It's coming.
Okay.
In this article. We'll get into that coming up here in just a bit, but of course your calls and thoughts are welcome. And if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. You know what something else they do there at Liberty Stickers is they make window clings. So I had one done recently, two of them actually done recently for the Bitcoin Embassy of New Hampshire, and they are now up on the front door of the Bitcoin Embassy.
That kicks ass.
Glass front door, so it's very, very easy to attach those. So Liberty Stickers can hook you up. If you need custom work done, they can get it done. Of course, they've got, again, a bunch of pre-made bumper stickers for you. But if you've got, like, a brilliant idea for a bumper sticker, something that's no one's ever come up with before, then they can make that happen for you. Or if you've got, like, a business or a political campaign that needs stickers, they can help you. LibertyStickers.com. We go to Randy in Panama, Florida. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Randy, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to kind of get your take on this Hunter Biden email scandal.
Yeah, we actually talked about it, I think, in great detail last night. My understanding for listeners who may not have heard about this yet was there was a laptop dropped off at a computer repair center. It was not clear who it was that dropped it off. But it was part of the Beau Biden Foundation, which is, I guess, a foundation named after the dead son of, or one of the dead sons of Joe Biden. And then this, it turns out, allegedly, that the laptop was Hunter Biden's, who is another one of Joe Biden's sons who's still alive. And they ostensibly found photos of naked people, we're not sure of what age, also apparently a video of Hunter Biden smoking a crack pipe while having sex with a woman in a 12-minute long video, and another photo of Hunter Biden laying on a bed with, you know, his covers pulled up around him, and he has a crack pipe hanging out of his mouth. Now, whether that was a planted crack pipe or it actually happened to just be hanging out of his mouth and he just passed out like that, I don't know. But your thoughts, sir?
I just can't thank you enough for even talking about it.
Oh, yeah, we got into it in great detail last night. It's hilarious.
Sorry I missed it. I'm so sorry I missed it, but it's absolutely hilarious.
You can go and listen to it at archive.freetalklive.com or just freetalklive.com.
If you were to choose presidential candidates based on how their sons sort of how their children have turned out. Mm. I don't know. I guess I would be, and I had to pick between Trump and Biden. Then I, you know, Trump's kids look a little better at this point.
Well, that's probably a bad way to choose a presidential candidate.
I don't know. It's not the worst way to choose it. I mean, like if you say I like his hair, that's a much
that's
worse
also
way.
Bad. Yeah.
No, a better way is how did your kids turn out? I mean, that's not the worst way in the world to pick your candidate.
Hmm. Well,
no, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not a very informed way to do it, but it's a way, I suppose. Anyway, in regards to this particular situation, the more interesting part, because it's funny to laugh at, you know, political people with crack pipes.
It's
not funny to laugh at that at all. It's
actually, it is.
No, I'm going to call that funny.
I think it's quite funny. I'm always amused. Let me tell you why it's funny. Because these people who, you know, these Bidens and Trumps and Republicans and Democrats who want to tell you how to live. They want to tell you what you can put in your body. When it turns out that one of them has a drug problem, I find that to be particularly entertaining because these people always act like they're better than everybody else, that like their S don't stink, and that they're superior.
Yep.
And the fact is they're not, and they're flawed human beings just like the rest of us.
Well, and government continues to saddle unborn children with piles and piles of debt, so I don't feel like laughing at the children of politicians really crosses any lines.
Yeah. I mean, this guy isn't, and I want to make it clear, like I did last night, if Hunter Biden was like some sort of innocent party, right? Like, because you can't choose who you're born to, right? Like, you end up in the world, and your parents are who they are, and you deal with it.
You can pick your family, but not your friends.
I think you have it reversed. But when you're brought into the world, you just got to deal with who you have. If Hunter Biden had come out and been like, look, I am not interested in what my dad does. I am not, you know, a politician. I'm not over here with these people. I'm just over here doing my own thing. Leave me alone. I'm not with these people. But that's not who he is. He is a complete political animal who apparently, according to the emails, now there's 40,000 of them, so by no means have these things been mined completely at this point, but according to some of these alleged emails coming from this laptop, this Hunter Biden guy met with a Ukrainian power company, and he got his dad, Joe Biden, to connect with this power company. He got on the board of directors somehow of this power company and got paid up to $50,000 a month to sit on said board of directors because he could curry favor with his dad, and his dad could curry favor with apparently the Ukrainian government. And so his dad allegedly asked the Ukrainian government one of their prosecutors to not prosecute this Ukrainian power company. So, like, there's definitely like some slimy stuff that's going on here.
You got it right, and I do. You were right. I did have it reversed. I was a little bit nervous just talking on the phone.
That's all right. No worries.
Nothing will ever be, in my opinion, the George, Jeb Bush situation when his daughter was caught with smoking crack.
This is no different.
And, well, this one's, they came out and they said, ladies and gentlemen of Florida, please give our family some time in this important time.
Same thing happened here.
The same guy would absolutely send the cops to your door if your kid was caught.
You better believe it. And
throw them in jail. Wanted some time so their family could focus on themselves.
Same exact thing happened here, Mark.
Exactly?
Yeah. Joe Biden came out.
Joe Biden isn't in office today.
Okay, well, he was just got out of office.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Is Jeb Bush in office today?
He's crooked. Jeb Bush was in office at the time.
Hunter Biden was caught with crack while Joe Biden, I believe, was in office. Joe Biden's been in office for like the last 47 years. This isn't the first time Hunter Biden's been caught with crack, okay? So the same thing has happened. Joe Biden came out and he said that his son is dealing with this and that, his son's gonna beat this. And this is, basically same line of this is our family and, we're gonna deal with this or whatever. Instead of, let's slam the door on this person. Let's slam the jail cell door on this person.
Yeah,
which, of course, Joe Biden was also an ardent drug warrior while he was in office, just like Jeb Bush. In fact, I brought up the Jeb Bush thing last night because they are identical situations.
Yeah, why doesn't law enforcement, in this case the FBI, just come in and lock this guy up? I mean, that's what he'd do to our kids.
That's right. Randy, what else did you want to say? Go ahead.
Good Lord, how can I get a word in edgewise? You guys, you pretty well covered it all.
All right, man. Figured I'd give you another shot there.
I'm done.
All right, thanks, brother. Appreciate you calling in about it, man. And like I said, check out last night's show. Go to freetalklive.com.
Did he call from Panama City, Florida?
He was,
I used to.
Your old stomping grounds.
I used to live there for a bit.
That's right.
Yeah, we call that, I'm from Florida, and we call that Alabama.
Yeah, it's southern Alabama, if I say it correctly. That is where I first had real Alabama moonshine.
Hmm.
Yes, from Opelika, Alabama.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Yes.
Opelika. Okay, I always wondered about that.
The people who were from there anyway pronounced it that way, so I assume that's correct.
Gotcha. So if you want to bring up whatever you want, you can do that here. And I'm sure we're going to be hearing more about this Hunter Biden laptop situation as more, the 40,000 emails get parsed through.
Does it change your mind, ladies and gentlemen? Now that you find out that Hunter Biden is, that in fact all the things that the Trump campaign's been saying about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden up to this point appear to be true, have you changed your mind for whom you're going to vote?
Was there really any sort of revelation in this release?
It was confirmation at the very least.
Okay. Because, there was some, he was already
suspected. Whatever Trump's accused of, at least there aren't pictures of it.
Yeah, none of this had made me want to vote, so no.
But then again, some say it could just be a deep fake. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is snapmedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, just when you thought things couldn't get any lamer, they're going to have bubble concerts.
Rock and roll is now lame.
It's been that way.
You guys have heard of personal space bubble, right?
Yeah.
Well, now there's a physical, like it's an actual noun. It's not just a fictitious thing that exists in your head. Now you can buy one.
Everybody gets to be bubble boy and girl at the right rock shows, which we'll tell you about coming up here in moments. And so your calls and thoughts are, of course, welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Ian, Captain Kickass, and Mark in the studio tonight. We started the show this evening with an opinion piece by our very own Aria DeMezzo on her website, her campaign website, Aria, the number four, sheriff.com. That's Aria for sheriff.com. The article entitled Commit Heresy with Me, where she's talking about the ignorance between and involved in both the Republican and Democrat Party establishments, specifically calling out a PAC called, or PAC called the Our Moment PAC, which supposedly is committed to getting LGBTQ candidates into elected office. And they endorsed Rivera. They endorsed Eli Rivera. Now,
that's hilarious.
Eli Rivera is the Democratic candidate in the race who's running against, he's the incumbent sheriff here in Cheshire County, who's running against Aria, who is an actual trans person. But now that you've told me, Mark, the BIPOC apparently means, or I'm sorry, Captain Kickass, you told me that, POC stands for People of Color. Maybe, since Rivera is Puerto Rican, that's what they're going to lean on. If they ever do justify what they were doing, they'll say, oh, well, yeah, you're trans, but he's people of color, so therefore we're endorsing the incumbent. But anyway, she still makes a good point here that as a trans person, she didn't even get an explanation. Okay, so it would be one thing if she'd reached out and they said, oh, well, he's, you know, he's Hispanic, so we endorsed him.
Hispanic is the only minority that you can enter by speaking a language.
Is that right?
Yeah. If you look at the definition, it has to do with people who speak Spanish.
Okay. Well, he's brown, too.
I know. And so that makes it very complicated. Like, they don't want to say that.
So they could have just they could have just written her back and said, we're sorry, we looked at your race, and we know you're trans, but he's also a Democrat, and he's brown, and so we're going to endorse him.
They didn't write her back at all. Politics are racist.
They didn't say anything in response to her. They didn't bother to give her a simple reply. And so that looks suspicious to me when they do that. And she points out, she says, I don't want their endorsement, not if they would so ignorantly give their endorsement to a straight cis man when the straight cis male's opposing candidate is literally a trans woman. She says, it's not about what you stand for. It's about what letter is next to your name. It's not about how well you play. It's about what team you play for. One of the greatest heresies in the state religion is to betray the Democrats by voting for a Republican, or to betray the Republicans by voting for a Democrat.
Right. They'll go so far as to say, if you vote Libertarian, they'll tell you, you're just voting for the other side. No, you're not.
If you vote Libertarian, that's a vote for Donald Trump.
Right. Or
Joe Biden.
It's like, it's Schrodinger's vote. It is simultaneously a vote for both sides. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like you don't understand mathematics. If I chose not to vote, you wouldn't claim that I'm voting for Joe Biden or Donald Trump. If I choose to vote for a third party, I'm absolutely not voting for that same side. Because, you know, in either circumstance, your favorite crooked old pervert didn't get the vote.
Yeah, they're all cults in my mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
And cults are often characterized by crappy thinking, right?
Yes.
Like misunderstanding reality.
Yes.
It's almost what cult means. And that's what we're talking about. When we're talking about Democrats and Republicans, and cult-like behavior, yeah, it is.
I give exception to the band The Cult. Their rock bands are pretty good.
Yeah.
So she says,
all fire women.
It's written.
Fire woman.
She says it's written
into
the bylaws of Republican and Democratic parties that if the leaders in these parties support a candidate from another party, they cannot speak of it. And that's true. That's a true statement. I was, actually still am technically the vice chair of the Keene Republicans, and it is prohibited for the chair peoples and, you know, elected whatevers to endorse anyone besides the Republican in a general political race.
Yes, you simply mayn't say that you think that somebody's a better candidate.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So she points out why? Because tribalism, that's why. Because of the New England Patriots, that's why. Because we like Team Red more than we like Team Blue. Humans are tribal creatures. We want to be liked. We want to get along with people. We want others to support us and accept us, but that support and acceptance clearly doesn't come to us because we're individuals, does it? No. The support of fellow progressives is contingent upon the fact that you do not vote for a Republican. And the support of fellow conservatives is contingent upon the fact that you do not vote for a Democrat. These people do not accept you. To them, you're a pawn on a chessboard, to be moved at their whim. When you're no longer useful, they will discard you in the hopes of capturing a piece. And then she includes a quote from Friedrich Nietzsche. Quote,
nice.
The individual has always had to struggle to keep from being overwhelmed by the tribe. If you try it, you will be lonely often and sometimes frightened. But no price is too high to pay for the privilege of owning yourself.
Love it.
She goes on. When I began my foray into content creation, one of the most popular videos I did was a criticism of the liberal redneck. In his video, I presume he's one of these YouTube vloggers. She says, in his video, he criticized the woman and her kids who marched through a Target, screaming about the Bible in response to Target's transgender bathroom policy. In this video, he also accused the woman and her kids of being racist, although there was absolutely no reason to believe that that was the case.
Well, that's just the popular thing to do now. I mean, yeah. You know, I there's a sign here that says Trump is that just says racist across the Trump sign. I mean, what evidence
was
do
it
we
like
have?
Vandalized?
Yeah, it was vandalized.
Oh, wow.
That's right on the big corner there. I mean, and at this point, I still have yet to hear the racist thing that Trump says.
Apparently, Ice Cube doesn't think he's racist. They're working together now. Did you hear about that?
Yep.
This week? This was my criticism, she says. In droves, people came out to attack me. These are not direct quotes, but these are the sorts of comments I received en masse on my video. He's speaking up for you! Why are you criticizing him? How dare you? He's trying to help you. Again, talking about this commenter on YouTube who was against a woman who was marching through Target,
right,
you know, screaming about the Bible.
Right, because intent matters, not what actual content, apparently.
She says, it remains the only content I've ever pulled down because I wasn't able to deal with the constant influx of negativity. I tried explaining to people that I was speaking for me and that I didn't need the liberal redneck to speak for me. I firmly stand against assuming people are racist just because they're of a certain race. I don't know why I'd ever have to argue that position. It taught me something invaluable, though. In the religion of the state, I had committed heresy. How could I, as a trans person, argue with a progressive Democrat?
You can't do it. Especially one, you cannot speak as a Democrat or a Republican. You may not speak to ill to power.
How dare I speak up on behalf of my trans self when this straight cis white man was speaking for me? My rebuttals fell on deaf ears. It didn't matter what I, a literal trans person, had to say, because a straight cis white male was speaking, quote, for me, unquote, and what he had to say in response to the blatant transphobia was far more important than anything an actual trans person would have to say. It was because I didn't toe the line. I dared to think for myself. I dared to call something right when it was right and wrong when it was wrong, despite who was a liberal and who was a conservative. If you want to criticize that woman for being transphobic, I won't stand in your way. But if in your tirade you extend that to baseless allegations of racism, I'll point that out, that that allegation is baseless, and that is in fact stereotyping on your part to make that assumption. So this guy presumed this woman marching through Target yelling about the Bible was a racist, even though she didn't say anything that was racist. Aria says, in the religion of the state, the ultimate heresy is thinking independently. I urge you to avoid anyone and everyone who does not want you to think for yourself. She says, when Democrats tell you to, quote, vote blue no matter who, unquote.
That's one of the dumbest things I hear coming out of these people.
I want you to understand that they're blatantly telling you not to think.
Yes.
They are blatantly telling you not to research candidates. Just trust us, they promise. We'll make sure no one bad gets in. I trusted you a-holes when you presented me with a Nobel Peace Prize winning Barack Obama, who went on to start several new wars and is the only Nobel Peace Prize winner in history to drop bombs on weddings and a Doctors Without Borders hospital. If you idiots think I'm ever going to trust you again, you have another thing coming because you lie. You're a den of thieves and vipers. I will never trust them. My nomination as the Republican sheriff of Cheshire County, with Eli Rivera being endorsed over an actual trans person, equally serves as evidence that you should not trust them either. They are lying to you. They're playing you to get your votes, but the only thing they care about is that you join their team. And I don't want you to join a team. I want you to be free to be you. Think for yourself. Question authority. And she says, maybe they don't know what they're talking about. Maybe they don't know what they're doing. They're just trying to convince you to trust them so they can continue blundering around. Stop granting them that license. Stop following the demands of teams and groups and start thinking. The world can be anything you want it to be, but you must stop trusting people when they say they only want what's best for you as long as you want what's best for them. There's more coming up here. We'll get into the crazy bubble concert.
Bubbles.
On the way in hour two. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So
this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.